Welcome to Ask Peggy About Your Finances, because prosperity is so much more than money. Brought to you by writer, speaker, and certified financial planner, Peggy Dobiak.
Thank you to Sports Talk 1400 in Norman for production and studio assistance.
Hello, and welcome to the Ask Peggy About Your Finances show. My name is Peggy Dobiak, and I'm a certified financial planner practitioner and a personal finance author. This is a show to help you understand your money, and I've got some interesting topics this week. We're going to look at the markets and how they react to tariffs. We're going to talk about some defensive steps in light of some pending legislation. We're going to look at financial planning basics, and then finally, I'm going to tell you what I think about gold. So let's get started with the bulls and bears market and economic update. This is for the week ending November 15th, 2024. And although the market certainly did not give up their gains from last week, they did go down this week. And I want to talk about that when we get done with this. The Dow was down 1.24%. The S&P 500 was down a little over 2%. And the NASDAQ was down 3.15%. Gold was down 4.61%. And oil, West Texas Intermediate Crude, front month price was down 4.94% at $66.95 a barrel. The 10-year Treasury surprised everyone again, up 13.4%, and its current rate is 4.444%. The dollar is up 1.6%, and Bitcoin is up 17.62%. So I have been reading and listening to all kinds of market and economic commentary over the last couple of weeks. I will begin by telling you that there really isn't necessarily an economic plan for the next administration yet. I've heard half a dozen economic plans given by half a dozen people. They're very, very different. One of the things you've got to be careful of right now is accurate information. So we had partisanship prior to the election, but I swear I think it's gotten worse. And so whenever you're looking at information about anything, whether that's your finances or any other part of your life, you want to try to take it back to the original information as much as you can. So you don't want to just stop at somebody's commentary about what's going on, even if that somebody is me. Okay, you want to find out, where did I get my data from? And what's driving my conversation about this? And to what end is there a political agenda in what is being said? So you just need to watch your sources. I am noticing some difficulty in getting nonpartisan sources in financial news. So I've had my best luck at Bloomberg, but that does not mean there aren't many other sources out there. I will say that I'm seeing a lot of what I would call opinion and commentary wrapped up in the middle of articles that are supposed to just be informative. So that's kind of a buyer beware and trace things back. You may even have to trace them back to textbooks, which is what I'm going to recommend that you do over what I'm about to talk about, which is specifically the impact of tariffs on stock markets. And one of the things that was said often prior to the election was how good tariffs would be for the United States economy. And yet, in fact, that's not completely true. Yes, a tariff raises the cost for a foreign country to bring their goods and services into the United States. However, that cost doesn't sit with the country. that cost has to be absorbed by the final consumer of the products. And in situations where the products are only easily available from certain markets, that means that the price is just simply given to the consumer and the consumer has to pay more for it. This leads to two things. The first thing it leads to is consumers not being able to buy as much of what they want as they used to because the prices have gone up. It also leads to inflation as the price of goods and services goes up. Now, remember that the Federal Reserve has very limited tools to deal with inflation, and dealing with inflation is one of its core responsibilities. Remember back when inflation was so bad back in 2022? Well, the Fed actually got that horrible inflation back down to the level that it's been running at for a very long time. People don't see it necessarily because the prices that went up don't necessarily go back down again. There's another little problem with inflation is when something happens, it tends to stay that way unless there's really an artificial push. But you know how it is. People are very quick to raise prices and very slow to lower them, even if they're not paying quite as much, because if you're willing to pay it, then they're going to charge it. So if, in fact, these tariffs exist from an importing perspective, that's going to raise the cost, and it's going to raise inflation, and it's going to lead to the Fed likely raising interest rates. What's the first clue that I have in the market that this is going to happen? It's what the 10-year Treasury has done the last 2 weeks. We've had enormous spikes in the yield, in the interest rate, and I think that it is in anticipation of potentially the Fed having to raise rates because of an inflation situation brought about by the tariffs. The other side of tariffs, though, is they're just one-sided. The Chinese have already announced that if, in fact, there are giant tariffs put on them, they are going to put tariffs on exports from the United States going to China, which led the last time this happened during the previous Trump administration to soybean farmers having crops rotting in the field. It got so bad that the administration had to send checks to the soybean farmers to make up for their lost revenue because they couldn't sell the soybeans like they were used to selling them because of the tariffs that had been put on the soybeans. So tariffs are, sometimes they're used judiciously, sometimes they're used in a punitive fashion. I do not think that across the board tariffs are going to be good for the market at the end of the day. I think that if you want a better source of how things feel about what's going on, look at the bond market more than the stock market, and you'll have a sense that the bond market thinks interest rates are going up. Now, maybe the bond market is wrong. All things are possible, but we need to keep our eyes out. And yes, feel free to look up everything I just said about tariffs and other sources and make sure that I'm giving you information and not an opinion, and then do it with all of your other sources as well.
Thank you to Sports Talk 1400 and Norman for production and studio assistance.
Welcome back to the legislative update of the Ask Peggy About Your Finances show. And I will tell you right now, and potentially through the end of the year, I'm not sure how many legislative update really big pieces of breaking news we're going to have, as, like I said in the first section, all of these policies are very much under consideration. Nothing has been decided yet. Nothing has been done yet. So at least for this week, when I don't have any great legislation pending to talk about, I do want to address some fears that I'm hearing from some of my listeners. Now, if you are happy with the outcome of the election and you are not worried about anything, That is absolutely fabulous, and I certainly hope that everything goes the way you're expecting it to. If you are, however, concerned about things, let me start out by saying don't panic. Nothing has actually happened yet. I have heard over the last, oh, I don't know, 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 years, many dire things that have been said that were going to happen. Really, the one that scared me the most was when Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said that he was absolutely positively not going to raise the debt ceiling. Well, that would have led to economic catastrophe. And he could have done it, but he didn't. And they raised the debt ceiling. And yes, they squabbled over the details. But this is where I really began to finally get it to sink in. A lot of this is just political posturing. A lot of this is claiming things and trying to impress people when in fact nothing has happened. So you don't want to panic. You also don't want to overreact. I'm seeing some things and hearing some people who are making decisions that are very dire, very draconian, really hard to undo once you've done it. I tend to be a very measured actor. Everyone pays me to keep a cool head. And sometimes Peggy the person is panicking, but Peggy the financial person tries to be much more measured in my activities. So what I would encourage you to do is, wait a bit and then make measured decisions that won't cause you a great crisis if, in fact, what you're fearing doesn't come about. I would also encourage you, although you have to use your own judgment here, don't do something you would never do otherwise. So, don't burn bridges. Don't do things that can cause you great consternation and crisis if what you're worried about right now doesn't come to pass. At the very least, wait a little bit. Let some of this dust settle. See what's going on. See how much normal order we have, especially in the Senate, and just take a great big deep breath. Yes, it's okay to be afraid, but try very hard not to overreact. There are some steps that you could take if they were things you were thinking about doing otherwise. So, in other words, what I'm suggesting here isn't an adjustment in your actions, it's an adjustment in your timeline. So, if you were going to make a major purchase, something that was maybe hard to get during COVID, things that are imported, and you were looking at making that major purchase in the next, I don't know, 6 to 12 months, and you have the money to do it today, you were just waiting. If you purchase things before tariffs hit, you'll pay less. And if you're needing to finance, and if interest rates go up, and remember the 10-year treasuries think they're going up, you might pay less interest. So our interest rate cut period may be over. I'm really upset about this. I'm disappointed that the whole bonds side of my portfolio is potentially blowing up right now. I am giving it just a little bit more time. Like I told you in the last section, panicking never accomplishes a thing. But I may need to rethink my whole bond strategy, falling interest rate environment. Now, I was reading some financial sources that were really mad at Jay Powell for saying that he may not be cutting rates again for a while. Well, he's not cutting rates because he can see the direction that things might potentially be moving. And right now, cutting rates and potentially sparking inflation is not going to be the right decision to make. So everybody's blaming him for the rise in treasuries when, in fact, I believe he's acting on other information. So if you have bonds in your portfolio and you've heard me talking about how thrilled I am with the bond environment, like happier than I'd been since 2008, not sure I still agree with that, and I'm still watching and I'm paying attention to it. If you do decide to make a major purchase, only buy something you were going to buy already. Okay, I hear people going, oh, maybe I'll get a new car. Maybe I'll buy new appliances. That's a great way to get into financial trouble. The only purchases you might consider moving are purchases you are already going to make. Do not use this as an excuse to go on a shopping spree of high-end products, because you're just not going to be in a great financial position if you do that and you've spent way too much money. If you were going to be getting a vaccine, you might want to get it sooner, not later. Now, if you're not wanting to vaccinate, because I know all kinds of people listen to my show, that's fine. I am not telling anyone to go get a vaccine. What I am saying is if you needed it, you might want to go earlier, not later, if it's inside the time horizon and it's appropriate to for you, because it may become a bigger issue next year if things play out in certain ways. And then finally, if you are in an area where there had been fracking activity, and if that fracking was leading to adjacent earthquakes. What I learned is that technically nobody's been able to prove that fracking causes earthquakes. That's actually really good, because apparently, and I'm getting this from a source, not direct knowledge, apparently homeowners' policies won't cover direct stuff, even the secondary ones won't. But because there's been no proof, absolute scientific proof, that fracking causes earthquakes, you can still get either a fracking policy or sometimes a rider to your own policy. Read all the terms, read all the conditions. You know, whenever you buy insurance, you're betting it's going to happen and they're betting it's not. So you don't want to get yourself wrong side out on your costs if you can't afford it. But if you were thinking about earthquake insurance, again, might not be a bad time to revisit that. So a couple of other things, and I know this section is long, but I'll try to make up for it in the other sections. I am also hearing that worries me a lot, because I absolutely don't believe it, that the dollar is going to be dropped as the currency of choice and that we're going to go to some form of cryptocurrency. I know that I always provide the data on Bitcoin. There are some other potential cryptocurrencies that might be in the offing, but here's the short version of that. If the dollar is going up, that means that no one is thinking the dollar is about to be dropped. Do I think the dollar would be dropped as the reserve currency of the world? Honestly, I don't, because I don't know what they'd replace it with. We have the strongest economy in the world right now, and the dollar is the currency of that economy. And I really right now cannot imagine the situation that would lead to that changing. So as long as the dollar is strong, nobody in the market thinks this is going to happen. So I know it's being commonly said, but let me repeat, the market doesn't think it's going to happen. As much as I hate to say it, the market is usually right. And so you just need to, maybe if you're worried, keep an eye on things. If you want a little speculative purchase as a tiny, like, sector position in your portfolio, that's fine. But to make a draconian action, I think might be risky.
Thank you to Sports Talk 1400 and Norman for production and studio assistance.
Welcome back to the Plan Your Prosperity segment of the Ask Peggy About Your Finances show. And today I want to go over some financial planning basics. These may help you feel better organized. The better organized you are, the better you'll feel about your finances, and that will tend to make your stress go down. So this is a segment to help you look at some basic things again. You've probably already looked at them once, but look at them again just to make sure that you've got your financial house in order. So the first thing that people need is an emergency fund. You need to have some money laid back, not in the stock market, not because I think the stock market is about to crash, but sometimes emergency funds need to be tapped because everything has gone south. Go back and think about COVID. Think about how the very time that people's lives blew up because maybe they couldn't work was exactly the time that the market had crashed. Now, the market came back, and the market came back fairly quickly, but that doesn't do you any good if you're needing money immediately because something's happened to your job, or you need to make a purchase and you don't want to have to put it on a credit card. So that emergency fund actually has a pretty decent option for it right now. Because rates are higher, there are some high-yield savings accounts that are paying remarkable rates of interest. If you've been looking at your traditional money market and bank account rates of return for the past who knows how many years, you know, some of these are rates that are over 4%. Now, if rates go up, that will cause those interest rates to go up also because they're floating interest rates. They're not fixed. I wish they would fix it 4 point something, but, you know, they're not going to do that. They float with the other interest rates. But in a rising interest rate environment, that means that money will make more interest. The other advantage of having an emergency fund, even if your job is absolutely secure, is if you have some money saved, it will cut down on your cost if you need to finance something. Because financing rates go up. When interest rates go up, they go up across the board. So you want to make sure that you're not borrowing any more money than you need to. If you don't know how to start saving, start putting back a little bit from your paycheck every month. You know, if you can put $100, that's great. If you can put back $25, that's great. Literally start trying to become a saver rather than a spender, and it's going to help your financial circumstances a lot. The next step is to review your portfolio for its level of risk and for the diversification of different asset classes, like different kinds of stocks and different kinds of bonds. If you're worried that you're taking too much risk, you can talk to your financial planner. You can look at the portfolio. You do want to be careful in a rising interest rate environment with bond funds, but you still can make adjustments so that your portfolio is invested the way you want it to be. Check out your insurance policies. How's your life insurance? How's your disability? Have you re-enrolled in something different? Because it is open enrollment with a lot of health insurance right now. So just make sure all of that's up to date. Make sure that the coverage on your house is high enough to cover it. I'm amazed at what houses are selling for right now. I do not think my house is worth what other entities think my house is worth. However, if I needed to rebuild it, you know that's what I'd wind up spending for it. So make sure that your insurance completely covers you. Look at any riders or additional policies so that everything is covered. And then finally, look at your estate documents. Do you have something in place if you have children to make sure that they are raised by the person you want to raise them? Because if you don't have that document in place, your children will be raised by people who are next on the state succession plan, and you need to make sure that you know who that is. If you're in a partnership, not a marriage, are the assets secured for each of you? That's something to look at in case you're in a family, but it's an unmarried family. You just want to make sure it's there. Do you have powers of attorney for health care? Can somebody make health decisions for you if you're sick? Or finance? Can they access the bank accounts if you can't do it? Do you have a living will so that you receive the end-of-life care that you want? Maybe you need a trust. There's a lot to an estate plan. You want to get with an estate attorney and talk to him or her about it so that everything's covered. You know, there's way more to a financial plan than this, but these are some easy, basic steps you can take. You can really start taking them this week. And the more in control you are of your money, the less you're going to be stressed about it.
Thank you to Sports Talk 1400 in Norman for production and studio assistance.
Welcome back to the Ask Peggy segment of the Ask Peggy About Your Finances show. And I want to address a question that I get often. I've gotten it a lot more recently. In fact, this year, I've gotten the question quite a bit. And the question is, Peggy, do you think gold is a good substitute for the dollar? Well, if you remember to the second section of today's show, I do not believe that the cryptocurrency is going to replace the dollar. I also don't believe that gold is going to replace the dollar. I have heard among certain people on television and certain sections of social media how the United States is going to go back on the gold standard. But I absolutely, positively do not believe that that is going to happen because we are a floating currency. We are a global economy and nothing is going to make the United States not a global economy, not even tariffs. We had tariffs 4 years ago. We were still a global economy. We're going to remain related to other currencies, and currencies float in relationship to each other. That's how I know the dollar is doing well, because it is doing better than the other currencies. It is up in value, not down. Now, I know that because of some trading truths, I mean, on how when you're buying something in a foreign currency and you're buying it with dollars, a weak dollar can actually make it easier to buy things overseas. I'm not going to go into it. It's a terribly complicated back and forth trying to figure out how it works. But you can Google it if you want to. Does a weak dollar make it cheaper to buy foreign goods? And you can get an answer to it that's longer. But what I'm going to say is that, yes, a weak dollar is sometimes good for purchasing. However, our dollar is strong. And our dollar is strong because our dollar is safe. If our dollar started getting very weak in this environment, I'd get a little worried, but it's not showing any indication of doing it. In addition, if people really believed that gold was going to become the currency of choice, gold would be going up. And yet this week, gold went down along with everything else. So when you have gold going down and the dollar going up, it does a lot to make me not really worry about whether or not we're about to go back on the gold standard. If you feel like you must buy gold, again, go back to my earlier advice, be very measured in how you do it. If you're going to buy gold, personally, if I was going to buy gold, I'd buy gold that I had in my house. Because if you're buying gold because you're afraid of a market crash, the market crash will crash all the mutual funds along with a gold mutual fund. And so if you're really buying it because you're tremendously worried about the market, real gold is probably better. Have a shaver. You don't want to have to overpay for things. Silver's cheaper, but again, am I worried about the dollar being replaced by gold? No, I'm not. There really isn't any evidence of it.
Thank you to Sports Talk 1400 in Norman for production and studio assistance.
You may submit personal finance questions to the Ask Peggy Facebook page and learn more at PeggyDoviak.com. And remember, prosperity is so much more than money.